can just imagine what these eyes will finally see. I'll behold the Holy Father and the Son who died for me. I'll see saints who've gone before us and the beauty of that land. Oh, I hope you made arrangements to attend.
Here. the snow, who is as watchful as an eagle o'er her young ones, as gentle as the summer breeze that blows. Precious Jesus.
you enjoy the music tonight, say amen. 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 I want to personally say thank you, New Life Choir, for coming out midweek and the hustle and bustle of the work week. Thoroughly appreciate that. Amen. And you're a blessing to our church. And without any further ado, Brother Vermin, you come around, brother, and give us the word tonight. We're ready for it.
Bibles, if you would, to the book of John, chapter number 15. John 15, I appreciate all this good singing, and I heard that choir's got a pretty good pastor, amen, but don't know, praise the Lord, amen, amen, but I appreciate them coming, being faithful. I know we have two that their husbands had surgery and they're home with them, and I appreciate you coming, enjoyed your choir singing, love your pastor, and appreciate these men of God that are here tonight, but more than that, I'm glad the good Lord's here, amen. And I'm glad I love him because he first loved me and he gave himself as a ransom for my sin. Would you stand with us, please, in John chapter number 15 and look at, if you would, at verse number 9. John 15 and verse number 9. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love is no man than this, than a man that would lay down his life for his friends." Our Father, I pray that you'd bless us. I thank you, Lord, for the good spirit that we feel in the house of God. But Lord, I pray that you'd take us for a few moments and touch us and anoint us, dear Lord, with your blessed Holy Spirit of God. Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you, dear Father, for sealing me. Thank you, dear Father, for calling me. And I want to thank you that one day, dear Father, that you'll come after me and forever will be with the Lord. I say bless your holy name. Now, Lord, be with us now. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. You might be seated. Notice in your Bible that several times Jesus talks about how much that he loves us. Amen. And then he closes by saying, "Greater love has no man than this, than a man that would lay down his life for his friends." And I want to give you three examples in a moment about how much that Jesus loves me. Amen. I'm glad that Jesus loves me. Aren't you glad that the Lord loves you? Amen. I remember we had a little boy when I was in at Calvary and Rock Mart. Had a little boy that you could tell his family was not good to him, and he had been through some abuse, and we was having a get together with him, and he was so hungry until he just ate and ate, and we had to stop him. We was afraid he'd get sick, and in fact he smelled. They wouldn't take care of him. They wouldn't bathe him. They wouldn't do anything for him. And I went over and said down by him, and I said, "Son, what can I do for you? What do you need?" And he looked at me and he said, "Preacher, I just want somebody to love me." Amen. And I told him about the Lord that loves him. And about three Sundays from that, I saw God break him and the Holy Ghost draw him to an altar, and he got saved by the grace of God. And here's what he said when he got up. He said, "I never knew anybody could love me like that." Amen. That's the Savior that I serve tonight, that Jesus loves me. You see, the love of God, you can't go to the beginning of it because he's always loved us. You can never go to the end of it because he'll always will of us. You cannot dive to the depths of it because his love is so deep. You can't reach the height of it because it's so high. But I'll tell you one thing that we can do. We can enjoy enjoy the love of God and know that Jesus loves me. I like that song that said, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. I'm glad that he loves me. In Luke 4, in verse number 18, by way of introduction, he tells us, dear friend, who he loves. He said, the Spirit of God is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel. And notice what he said he's done. He said that he loves the poor. Aren't you glad Jesus loves the poor? The night I got saved, I could not afford the grace of God. By the way, nobody can afford the grace of God. But I'm glad that he came to a poor wretch like me and saved me by the grace of God. Someone told me what earlier. They said, Brother Herman, have you ever got over the love of God? How in the world can you get over something that is so wonderful? Amen. I bet he said he came to the poor. He said that he came to the broken. He said that he came to the captive. And he came to the blind. And he came to the bruised. I'm glad there's not a person that God does not love. I'm glad, dear friend, no matter how deep a man may go, I'm glad Jesus loves them. You'll find, I'm getting a little ahead, you'll find in Psalms 40 and verse number 2, you'll find that he tells us, dear friend, that he loves us. He said that I was in a horrible, dear friend, pit. It was a miry pit. The more I tried to climb out, the deeper that I got. This crowd that claims they can get saved when they want to. Oh, no, sir. You get saved when the Holy Ghost draws you, when the conviction of God gets a hold of you. I sin in the choir of the old sanctuary of the Florida Road Baptist Church when Jesus convicted me of my sin. The first time he convicted me, old Brother Edgar Thomas was preaching, and he was preaching on hell. Listen, he scared me, them eyes are looking at me, but he preached on hell. But boy, that day in the choir of the old Florida Road Baptist Church, I'm glad, dear friend, Jesus showed me I was a sinner, and he showed me I could not get out. But look what that verse said. The Bible said that he brought me up. I never thought about this today. You can send a rope down, and you can lift somebody up, but if you're going to bring them up, you've got to get down there where they're at. Amen. I'm glad Jesus came to me. I'm glad he rescued me by the grace of God. I'm glad he lifted me out of the horrible pit. I'm glad he placed me on the rock to stay. I'm glad that he gave me surety of goodness and the mercy. He gave me joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, hallelujah for the day that Jesus came and he lifted me and he pulled me and he brought me out of the horrible pit, and he did that for one reason, and that is that Jesus loves me. Amen. I want to make an announcement tonight. If God loves you, it'll get on your face every now and then. Now say amen. Amen. Well, I'll tell you, this crowd that claims to know the Lord and they never get excited, never smile. I'm glad when Jesus saved me, he put a spring in my step, a song in my heart, a joy in my heart. I'm glad to report to you tonight, I'm glad I'm saved, saved by the grace of God. The Lord said again in our text verse, John 15 and verse 13, he tells us how he loves. That is, before we was his friend, I'm glad he was my friend. Amen. And I'm glad he went to the cross of Calvary and he gave his life as a ransom for your sin and a ransom for my sin. I'm glad that he said every drop of blood, it was gathered in a basin, carried up to heaven, put on the mercy seat, and every sinner that's saved by the grace of God is washed in the blood of Jesus. I'm glad. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again?
again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hey, you say, preacher, if you get saved tonight, you've got to come the same bloody way that I came. And that's the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The blood of Jesus. Let me give you three examples in our Bible that proves to us that Jesus loves us. You'll find in 1 Samuel chapter number 9, in verses 1 through 3, you'll find the story of Mephibosheth, and you'll find that Jesus loved me when I was lame. When I could not come to Him, I'm glad Jesus came to me. When I didn't have the strength or the ability to come to Jesus, I'm glad He sent the blessed Holy Spirit of God, and He came to my lowly bar. He came to where I was at, and I'm glad He brought me out. Aren't you glad, dear friend, that the God of heaven, that He brought you out of your lowly bar, have some no bread, and now He placed me right in the middle of everything. I'm glad to report to you tonight, hey, He came to me. I'm glad, dear friend, you'll find that the lame, he was lame because of his fall. Because Adam fell. Every man, woman, boy, and girl is plunged into sin. We live in a church world that wants us to tell them how good they are. But the Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. Hey, I'm saying to you tonight, when Adam fell, every man, woman, boy, and girl that's ever been born, ever will be born, is plunged into sin. And the only remedy for that is to have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords fetch you out of the lowly bar that you're in, where God can save you by the grace of God. Amen. I was lame because of a fall. But I was lifted because of a call. I'm glad that as David said, is there any left in the house of Saul that I might show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? I've got some good news for you. Jesus loves, God loves me because He loves His Son. And His Son was a ransom for my sin. And I'm glad for that night that He sent the Holy Ghost out to where I was, and He came to me. And I'm glad He lifted me. I'm glad He carried me. I'm glad He broke me. You know what Jesus specializes in? He specializes in turning trash into treasure. Amen. For Jesus saved me, I was nothing but trash. The world had thrown them away. And the devil had thrown me away. But thank God the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords came to where I was. And He lifted me. And He carried. Oh, I say, I bless the name of Jesus for the day that Jesus sold me. And He bought me with His own blood. Well, I'm glad I was lame because of a fall. I was lifted because of a call. I like the way Jesus said, He told the servant, He said, I want you to go fetch him. You don't hear that kind of talk now. I know what fetching is. Amen. That simply means you go get it. Hallelujah. And I'm glad for the day that the Holy Ghost fetched me. I'm glad He came to where I was. Hey, I was lame by a fall. I was lifted by a call, but I was welcomed by a son. And here's what David said. David said, everything that I have is yours. Did you know tonight you're looking at a millionaire preaching to you tonight? Amen. Because when Jesus saved me, I'm glad I gained everything. I can just kind of imagine old David sitting there and a bunch of dignitaries. And they said, what are we waiting on? And David said, we can't eat till he gets here. By that time, they carried old Mephibosheth in there. And they sent him down to the king's table. And as you know, as long as David, I mean, as long as Mephibosheth was under the king's table, you couldn't tell anything was wrong with him. Amen. And listen, baby, that they were talking, and on Mephibosheth, can I testify? Can I just tell you about the time I sent Lodibar? Can I just tell you how David sent the servant and fetched me out? Can I just tell you how he brought me from nothing and he placed me? Everybody stay calm tonight. Hey, you was just lost, now you found. You was blind, now you can see. On your way to hell, now you're on your way to heaven. Tonight, I've got something to shout about, because I'm glad he brought me from nothing and he placed me in everything. Hallelujah for a Savior. I believe old Mephibosheth had a pork chop in one hand and a T-bone in the other. I believe he had honey running down one side and gravy down the other side. And I believe he looked over and said, this sure does beat Lodibar. Can I tell you tonight, I remember what it is to be lost. I remember what it is, dear friend, to not know Jesus as my personal Savior. But I'm glad I've experienced Holy Ghost salvation, and there ain't a thing that the devil can do about it. And we ought to be on our feet tonight with our hand lifted to heaven and thanking Jesus that he came to me. Not only did he love the lame, but you'll find in Hosea, you'll find that he loved the depraved. Amen. And by the way, every one of us, before we got saved, was spiritually lame. And every one of us, before we got saved, was spiritually depraved. Now that is, without Jesus, there are no redeemable qualities in a man. A man that's lost, it's dead as a hammer. Amen. And the only thing, while Lazarus, you know, I've heard these, we've got these doctors knowing everything. And they say Lazarus probably just passed out. Let me tell you something. If I passed out and somebody started wrapping me up, putting me in a tomb, I'd wake up. Now say amen. Amen. I mean, that'd bother me. But Lazarus was dead. And Jesus wept, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came a-hopping up. And I like this, what Jesus said. He said, loose him and let him go. You know what I do our churches? And you know what helps us? If we'd get a good dose of the can't help it, when we'd praise him, and when we'd thank him, and when we'd just get, hey, beside ourselves and lose our pride, and just say, thank you, Jesus, that when I was in my loaded bar, you came to me, and thank you, when I was depraved, you lifted me. You'll find, dear friend, that Hosea, the Bible told him in Hosea 1 verse 2, that he wanted him to go down to the land of the whoredoms and pick him out a bride. And friend, in spite of all that I've done, I'm glad Jesus loves me. One of my sons, 7 years ago, you better be careful what you say your boys and girls won't do. Better be careful. And he done something, disappointed us. And he came and he sat down and he said, Daddy, and he told me what happened. And he said, I guess you don't want to do with me. And he was going to have to come. And I said, son, I said, there's still a place at home for you. And I said, I still love you. He said, you don't understand. I said, no, you don't understand. I love you no matter what you've done. Whether you're up or whether you're down, whether you're out, whether you're in. I'm glad I serve a God in heaven that he loves me. Even though I broke the heart of God, I'm glad Jesus loves me. Honey, hey, we ought to have a spell tonight just to know Jesus loves me. When I was, in spite of what I've done, I'm glad, dear friend, that Jesus loves me. In spite of my rebellion, I'm glad Jesus loves me. Gomer went right back to the life that she used to live. It is possible for a Christian to go back to the life, but I'll tell you what's impossible, for them to enjoy it for long. And she went right back to the life that she used to love. But I'm glad that Jesus still loved her. But in spite of having nothing to offer, I'm glad Jesus still loves her. It said that he purchased her back with 15 pieces of silver. You know, that silver means redemption. And that number 15 in your Bible means rest. Woo! Oh! Hey! I'm glad when Jesus saved me, I'm glad the battle was over. I'm glad the fight was ended. I'm glad the grief was gone. And I'm glad I could rest in the joy and the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the Son set free. I'm glad he's free. I'm glad he's free indeed. Oh, Hosea went, and there she was on that auction block. And boy, that auctioneer said, who'll have her? Boy, she is used up by sin. And it left a mark on him. And nobody raised their hand. And Hosea said, I'll purchase her. Aren't you glad for the day, dear friend, at Calvary, where the old devil said, who'll have them? And all of a sudden, an nail prayer stand raised up and said, I'll purchase them. I'm glad to report to you tonight. I'm glad in spite that I had nothing to offer him, I'm glad he had something to offer me. And Jesus saved me by the grace of God. He loved me when I was lame. He loved me when I was depraved. But then he loved me when I was astray. In Luke 15, you'll see the story of the prodigal son. That even in my leaving, I'm glad Jesus loved me. If you've been saved for any length of time, you know what it is to be a prodigal. You know what it is, dear friend, to go astray. But I'm glad, dear friend, even though I might leave him, I'm glad the God of heaven, he's never left me. Everywhere I go, I'm glad Jesus is always there by my side. Jesus, I'm glad he loves me even though I left. I'm glad he loved me even when I was gone. Why? Because the Bible said that he looked for him. Aren't you glad we got a Father that looks for us? We got a God in heaven that wants to see you come home. You know what the devil's lie is? The devil's lie is God so mad at you, he don't want you back. The lie is you're so deep in sin, I know God cannot lift you out. Can I report to you tonight? I don't think Jesus is angry with a sinner. I think he's angry with the sins that we commit. But I'm glad to report to you tonight, there is not a person that God does not love. There is not a person that God will not save. There is not a person that God will not welcome home. Hallelujah for a God that looks for us and that longs for us to come home. And that comes to Jesus Christ. Well, I'm glad that he loved me when I left. He loved me when I was gone. Think about that prodigal son. Everything that he had, he lost. He lost. He even sold away, dear friend, his country and joined another one. He lost everything. But thank God he loved him when he was coming home. Boy, I like that. You read your Bibles. You know the first thing Jesus did or typifies him as the Father. He did not go and give him a piece of his mind. He did not go and chew him out. He did not go and tell him, I told you so. But I'm glad the first thing he did is he kissed him. Woo! If you've never smooched by the Lord, you ain't never been smooched. Say amen right there. Amen. And I'm glad Jesus, had typified by the Father. He kissed him. And when he kissed him, he cast all of his sins away. I don't know if you ever thought of this. But he told the servants, he said, bring forth the best robe. Now, wait a minute. If that's a Jewish boy, and I believe it is, that almost ate what you feed the swine, Thus, that means that he's lost some weight. So what fit him when he left won't fit him when he's coming home. But I just got some news for you. When they put that robe around him, it fit just right. And when they put, Jesus didn't say go wash him up, because the kiss done the washing. Hallelujah. But when he covered him in his righteousness. And everyone that saw him did not see someone rebellious, but they saw someone that was a son. And I like this. What they did, they got that fatty calf and they killed it. And they made a big feast. And the Bible said there was music and they were dancing. Amen. I think sometime we ought to get up and just do a jig for him. Say amen right there. Amen. I don't know what a jig is. Well, let the Holy Ghost get you. You'll do a jig or something. Amen. And here's what the book said. The Bible said when that oldest brother, he was a prodigal at home. When that oldest brother came, here's what the Bible said. He heard music. Now, I can understand that. But he also heard dancing. Now, I just got to be honest. Everybody riding by ought to hear us praising the Lord. Amen. 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 That is, they got beside the chair. And here's what the Father said. Apparently, the people didn't recognize the Son. Here's what the Father said. This is Him. This is my Son. I'm proud of Him. And the rebellious older brother that was prodigal as well, he told him as well, everything I've got is yours. Well, I bet he loved me when I was lame. He loved me, dear friend, when I was in my loaded bar, when I was to pray. He loved me when I was astray. But I'll close with this. I'm glad he just loves me anyway. Amen. Amen. I'm just glad that he loves me anyway. Well, I'm thankful that my mother and dad loved me and brought me to church. I am so thankful that my wife loves me and my church loves me. But oh, there's no greater love than the Lord Jesus. Amen. Of the Lord loving us. And he gave himself for us. I bet he loved me as a sinner. No matter what or where that I was, I bet he loved me as a sinner. Amen. Did not the Lord say in the book of Romans that while I was yet a sinner, that Christ loved me? Hallelujah. You see, we don't mean to, but sometimes we love on condition. God loves unconditionally. Amen. I'll never forget Brother Charles Williams got me to fly. I'd never flown. I'd always use that verse. The Bible said, "Lo, I'm with you." Praise God. Amen. And Brother Charles wanted me to go over to the Windward Islands with him. Finally talked me into it. And I got in that big old plane. That's the biggest thing I've ever seen. Well, I've never been on one. And I sit down there and boy, them motors got a... And I never had a panic attack, but I think I had one. And I wanted to get off that thing. I mean, I wanted to, and Brother Charles leaned over to me and he said, "Vernon, if you get off of this thing, I'm going to tell every preacher you know what a coward you are." Amen. So I buckled up and here we go. Took me some Dramamine. Say amen right there. And I got way up there. And then I got looking out and seen the clouds. Looks like you can just walk on them. Now let me just give you some advice. You can't, but looks like you can. So don't try it. Amen. And here's what the Holy Ghost told me. He said, "You remember you said you're not going to fly because..." I said, "Lord, I'm with you." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You're still pretty low to me." You'll get that in a minute. So I just buckled up. You say, "Brother Berman, I'm glad he loves me anyway. No matter what I've done. No matter where I've been. I'm glad Jesus loves me. I'm glad he loved me as a saint. Since I've been saved. I'm glad Jesus loved me. He said to me, I will never leave thee or forsake thee." When we were there in the Wind Islands, Tracy was real sick. And I didn't know it when I left. She hid it. And I found out when I got there she was real sick. And so we was there about 14 days or longer. So I went down to the ocean. And I was going to face where the United States was. And I was going to pray. And the devil came to me and he said, "You don't even know which way the United States is." And he was right. I didn't. I didn't know if it's this way. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Son,
I'm there with her, and I'm there with you. Don't worry about where it's at. I've got that covered. And I'm glad I prayed. And I'm glad the Lord heard my prayer. But then as a sojourner, I'm glad to know he just loves me anyway. He just loves me. I want to ask you a question. Sometimes I feel guilty when I come and pray. And I say, Lord, I need this, and I need this, and I need this. God wants us to do that, to pour our heart out. But when is the last time you just come and said, Lord, you know what I need, but I just want to come and tell you that I love you. That's all I want to do. I just want to come and tell you that I love you. That young man I told you about that got saved, I mean, boy, when he was younger, it looked, we couldn't prove it, but it looked like he had cigarette burns on him, just all of that. Well, later his family got saved, and this young man passed away about 3 or 4 years ago. And I went and had his funeral. And here's what his daddy said. His daddy said, Preacher, when I couldn't love him, and when I didn't love him, I let someone else did. And then he said, and he loved him so much that I thought he could even love me. And I'm glad Jesus saved the family because of a young boy that said, I just want somebody to love me. Amen. Our Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. Father, we also thank you, dear Father, that one day, Lord, that you're coming in power and in glory. I praise you for that. Now, Lord, this is what you told me to come and give. Woo! And all that you love us. Oh, dear Father. Oh, what a great gift. What a great thing. Just to know that the God that made everything, Jesus that gave himself, that he loves me, even me, with all of my faults and failures, even me, dear Father, when I had nothing to offer him, I'm glad he offered me everything. And I praise you for it. In your name we pray. Would you stand all over the house? I wonder this evening, how many would just come and say, Lord, I just want to thank you for loving me. Maybe you want to thank him for salvation. Maybe you want to thank him about the times that God has brought you through. When you didn't see a way out, that God came and he brought you through. You just want to come and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Would you come this evening? Would you just come? Sir.